Vulture Audio and Walker Books present this unabridged recording of The Day That Aliens Nearly Ate Our Brains, written by Tom McLaughlin and read by Helen Monks. An inch to the left. Now an inch to the right. That's it. Almost there. That's it. One small step for man, one giant leap forward in sneakily watching WrestleGiddon SmackDown using Nextdoor's TV feed. Freddy yelled in delight. Finally, we can watch the title clash between Bone Crusher Bill and Bloodthirsty Derek. Well, you can. I can't see a thing from up here. There, standing on a chair, holding a silver cone and wearing a colander on his head, wobbled Freddy's best friend, Sal. I told you, someone has to point the satellite dish at next door's transmitter. It's the only way to watch the big fight. You lost at Paper, Scissors, Stone, so stop complaining. It's not a satellite dish, it's the cone your dog had to wear round his head when he had his bits taken off, covered in tinfoil, Sal protested. Both Freddy and Sal looked over at the dog, who sighed a sad sigh and went back to sleep. Relax, you do the first hour. I'll do the second. I have to stand like this for a whole hour, Sal shouted. I can't feel my left buttock. Well, I'm not feeling it for you, Freddy shuddered. No, I mean it has pins and needles in it. It's both horrible and strangely pleasurable at the same time. A little more to the left, Freddy waved, squinting at the TV as it fizzed in and out of signal. I don't think that's a good idea, Sal whimpered. Why? Freddy asked, staring at the screen. Thump! The whole room shook as Sal landed in a heap on the ground and the colander rolled to Freddy's feet. That's why, Sal said, rubbing his head. Oopsie, Freddy sighed. How many fingers am I holding up? Sal squinted. Which of your four hands am I supposed to be looking at? Maybe have a sit down, Freddy said sympathetically. It was a terrible idea anyway. This was not the first harebrained scheme that Freddy and Sal had attempted. There was the time they tried to invent Hoversock. The scorch marks were still visible on the ceiling of Freddy's bedroom. There was also the occasion Freddy and Sal rewired the washing machine to turn it into a giant candy floss machine, and Freddy's dad's pants came out fluorescent pink. But that's what being 11 was all about, getting into scrapes and turning your best friend into a human satellite dish.